Well, it is a Monday morning. It also happens to be the day before Election Day. We want to get a bit of a preview on some of the big-time races that are going on around this area, around the state, with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning on Election Eve.
Absolutely. It's going to be a busy day for you tomorrow, busy night for you tomorrow, but let's try to set things up here for voters, things to kind of watch for. Let's start with something we really haven't gotten a lot into, the New York State Senate.
Jay, as far as I'm concerned, it may be the most important election on the ballot tomorrow. We're looking at the real possibility of the Senate flipping to the Democrats. It's been kind of hanging on the verge there for many years, and if it happens, it would signal the beginning of total Democratic control of New York State government, and also a real tilt towards New York City control of all of state government. So you would have all of your statewide elected positions plus the Senate and Assembly, and that could signal a whole host of changes that could be occurring in the next legislative year, especially now that we're looking at one party controlling everything. Some of the things that the Republican Senate would stymie in the past just might be part of our way of political life now.
Now, we do have a race for Assembly that is going to be on the line when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, and that's Eric Bowen against Pat Burke. What are you hearing about that race?
Well, I'm fascinated by it, and you talk to people in that district, and everyone calls it by the same thing, a jump ball. No one really knows where it's going. It's two well-known guys who come from well-known families in South Buffalo, and that, of course, that district extends into Lackawanna and Orchard Park and West Seneca, too. But these are essentially two Democrats. Bowen is a Democrat who did not get the party backing and is running on the Republican and conservative lines. Pat Burke, Democrat, running on Democrat and some other minor party lines. What's interesting to me about this one is both of these guys say they are not supporting Governor Cuomo's reelection. And that tells you something that the polling that they've conducted there is telling them, that even in this overwhelmingly Democratic Assembly district, both of these guys are saying they are not Cuomo fans. And so we'll see what happens.
All right. So let's go to the southern tier where Congressman Tom Reed is in a reelection battle down there. You'd think the incumbent would be strong, but he's facing a pretty hefty challenge right now.
Tracy Matrano, the Democrat, Jay. Yeah, she you will notice she's been on TV all weekend. There's a lot of money suddenly pouring into that race, which means that, you know, the pollsters, again, are telling the two campaigns, hey, there's something going on here. It always is a possibility. It's in a Republican district, but Stan Lundeen many years ago showed that it could be done. Eric Massa not too long ago showed that a Democrat could win there. Tom Reed has always seemed to have some strong Democratic opponents, some of them who just came out of nowhere. But he always manages to survive. So we'll see what happens in this one. If it really is a blue wave year, maybe Tom Reed has some reason to be concerned here. But that's another one that people will be watching. I think most of the pollsters and the people who watch these things say that it's likely to go Republican, but it's one to watch, I think.
And speaking of polls, finally we do hear from Siena that the governor's race narrowing to a certain extent, but nonetheless, Mark Molinaro, the Republican, still trailing Governor Cuomo by 13 points heading into tomorrow. Any surprise there?
Well, only in that it's narrowed to 13 points, I would say. And that's another thing to watch, too. We had a story in the news yesterday asking, well, where will Erie County go on this? And you know, that's another interesting thing about Erie County. It's overwhelmingly Democratic, but it can go Republican. And the governor lost to hometown guy Carl Palladino in Erie County in 2010. And, you know, he won with Kathy Hochul on the ticket against Rob Astorino in 2014, but not overwhelmingly. And that's significant in a county that has 130,000 more Dems than Repubs. So I think that, you know, while the I think the governor should probably do well statewide. It's going to be very interesting to see how he does in Erie County and all of upstate.
Well, Bob McCarthy will check back in Wednesday morning when all the results are in, and then we can see just how interesting this all proved to be. Bob McCarthy, as always, thanks very much for your time.
You bet.